方向。
From without any direction to know the direction.
从没有答案能够办出答案。
And from completely without any answer to know the answer.
如果我们连我们自己的事在主面前都没有好好办过交涉。
If we never deal with the Lord that for even our own things.
你说我们要像亚伯拉罕一样，为着罗德的缘故，为着索多玛和蛾摩拉的缘故去办交涉，恐怕对我们来讲是太遥远的事情。
Then it would be something so far from us if we become like Abraham to deal with the Lord for Lot, for Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是这的确是给我们一个非常好的一幅图画。
But it's truly a good picture for us.
这个人认识耶和华是主。
This person knows Jehovah is the Lord.
他认识他是主。
He knows he's the Lord.
所以因为他是主，所以他就可以到他面前跟他认真的办交涉。
Because he's the Lord, therefore Abraham could seriously come before him to deal with him.
虽然这个亚伯拉罕办过这样的交涉。
Even though Abraham had such deal with the Lord.
并不代表说亚伯拉罕对于主的认识就已经完全了。
Not mean that Abraham completely understands the Lord.
但是呢，至少他对主的认识和经历上是在不断的成长当中。
But at least there's always continuous increase of his understanding and experience toward the Lord.
因为在这个之后呢，亚伯拉罕又失败了。
Because after this, Abraham failed again.
因为他和他的妻子在非利士人当中，就非利士的王呢看中了他的妻子。
For because Abraham and his wife was among the Philistines, and the king of Philistines liked his wife.
就把撒拉带走了。
So he took Sarah away.
结果神就亲自出来做工。
Then God himself did the work.
神呢向非利士的王显明他是主。
And God appeared, showed clearly to the king of Philistines that he is the Lord.
然后告诉非利士王说亚伯拉罕是先知。
And told the king of Philistines that Abraham is a prophet.
所以就把撒拉呢从非利士王的手中救出来。
So delivered Sarah from the king of Philistines.
虽然亚伯拉罕有失败，
so Abraham failed,
但是他是主在他里面一直不断的成长，要达到神是主的那个丰满的意义。
But the knowing of that God is the Lord it has been increasing in him until to the point that there is a perfect meaning of that God is the Lord.
所以我想这对我们是一个蛮有意义的参考。
So this is a very meaningful reference to us.
然后圣经在旧约圣经里面第二个认识神是主是谁？
So who is the second person in Old Testament time to know that God is the Lord?
摩西。
Moses.
不是在摩西他起来杀埃及人的时候。
It's not at the time when Moses killed the Egyptians.
是摩西他杀了埃及人之后跑到旷野去四十年之后。
It's after 40 years in wilderness after Moses killed the Egyptians.
摩西在西乃山下不小心被神遇见了。
Moses met God at the foot of Mount Sinai.
然后呢，这个神要差派他去把以色列人从埃及带出来。
And God would like to send him to deliver the Israelites from Egypt.
然后神就跟他讲很多，说神说我就是你先祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And God told Moses that I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这个我要照着预言、照着应许，把以色列人从埃及带出来。
So according to prophecy, according to promise, I will deliver the Israelites out from Egypt.
但是摩西在这个时候啊，现在完全没有想要再去做这件事情。
But Moses at this time never thought of doing such thing again.
他以前在埃及做王子的时候，他说我呢要把以色列人拉出来。
When he was being the prince in Egypt, he thought he could deliver the Israelites.
可是呢，现在到了旷野，跟那几只羊蘑菇的四十年呢，现在完全没这种想法了。
But after 40 years being in the wilderness with the sheep, he had no longer had such thought.
所以神再怎么跟他讲呢？他说不行了，不行了，我不会说话。
So no matter how God told him, he said no, I can't talk.
我知道你是主，但是我真的不会说话。
I know you are the Lord, but I really don't know how to talk.
然后，所以耶和华还跟他说，谁造人的口呢？谁给他有说话的能力呢
So Jehovah told him that who's the one created the mouth and who gave him the ability to talk.
摩西虽然抓住了这，但是还是拒绝。
Even though Moses keeps saying Lord, Lord, but he still rejected.
他说，你能够打发别人就是别人吧，不要找我，不要找我，别人可以，不要找我。
If you can send anyone else, just send them. Don't ask me.
就是他在这个时候，他真正知道耶和华是主是怎么回事。
But then at this very moment, he realized, I know what is it that Jehovah is the Lord.
然后呢，他就回去，他就顺服的，然后就到回到埃及去。
Then he obeyed and returned to Egypt.
可是呢，他还是在这个，就是说比较初期的阶段。
But he was still at the initial stage.
然后他果然是到了法老面前去。
He did go before Pharaoh.
结果他没去法老面前还好，他一去法老面前呢。说法老说你们这些都是懒惰人，所以呢，苦工呢要加重，而且还不给你这个这些烧火的这些草啊什么。
But as soon as he came before the Pharaoh, Pharaoh said that you Israelites are all lazy people. So not only I'm going to increase your work and burdens, and also I'm not going to give you the straw to build.
所以呢，他又到神面前去跟怎么办教事了。
So then once again, Moses come before the Lord to deal with him.
他说：“主啊，你为什么找我去呢？我这个一去了之后，结果以色列人生活更差，以色列人受苦更厉害。”
He asked the Lord, "Why do you send me? Then after I'm being sent, Israelites even work harder."
但是神开启他。
But God opened him up.
神让他知道谁是主。
God showed him that who is the Lord.
然后经过十次的这个神迹，把以色列人果然从埃及带出来。
And after 10 miracles, truly Moses brought Israelites out of Egypt.
带出来到一个地步呢，全以色列人，就是被带出来以色列人，在那里赞美神。他们过红海之后，在那里赞美神，神是主。现在从摩西从一个人认识神是主。现在知道全以色列人知道有一位主。
So after Israelites being delivered out of Egypt, they know the Lord to the point that after they come out of the Red Sea, all of the Israelites were praising God to be the Lord. So it start with Moses, one person to know that God is the Lord, to become all Israelites know that God is the Lord.
不，虽然以色列人认识神是主，但是还是跟摩西的认识是差距很大的。
But there is still a great gap between the understanding of Israelites and Moses' understanding about that God is the Lord.
所以摩西上山去领受律法的时候，他们在山下就拜了偶像。
So when Moses went up to Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments, those Israelites at the foot of Mount Sinai started to worship the golden calf.
如果照他们拜偶像犯的罪，应该是瞬间他们都消灭了。
It should be that all of them could be destroyed in second as they worship the idol and fall in sin.
但其实是神知道摩西认识神是主。
But actually, it's because God knows that Moses knows that he is the Lord.
所以以色列人在山下以色列人拜偶像，还是神告诉摩西说他们拜偶像了。
So it was actually God told Moses that the Israelites were worshiping the idol.
所以按照律法来讲，他们应该那一代人全部都毁灭掉。
So according to the law, all that generation should be destroyed.
但是摩西却在神面前为他们祈求。
But Moses prayed before God for them.
所以这个是他认识神是主。
That's because Moses knows that God is the Lord.
他认识神是主，他就知道怎么为。神要他带出来的百姓在神面前好好的跟神办交涉。
For because he know that God is the Lord, therefore he's able to intercede and deal with Lord about those peoples that God would like him to bring out.
这还不是只有一次而已。
It did not just happen once.
结果后来这次神答应他们了，神继续带领他们往前走。
This time the Lord agreed with Moses and God continued to let them on.
然后到了加迪斯巴尼亚的时候，神要他们进去，就他们说我们要派探子进去。
So when they arrive Kadesh Barnea, God would like them to enter into the promised land, and they say, "We are going to send spies."
结果探子进去之后出来呢，造成极大的负面的，就是全以色列人起来说，不要进去。
after the spies gave report, if there was this great negative report, and so all of the Israelites say we are not entering.
然后呢，就说把这个说一定可以进去的加勒跟约书亚说要把他们两个打死。
And they say they are going to kill Caleb and Joshua, who say that they that as those two say that they can definitely enter in.
就在这个时候，耶和华显现。
And at this very moment, Jehovah appeared.
救了加勒跟耶稣，加勒跟约书亚。
He saved Caleb and Joshua.
但是呢，神说我要把他们通通消灭掉。
And but God said I'm going to destroy all of them.
摩西又出来。
Moses once again.
他知道神，他知道神的旨意，所以他跟神又办了一次特殊的交涉，把这一批人留下来。
He knows God's will, therefore once again he deal with the Lord and save those group of people.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事情，对认识主，谁主是主的人，他知道怎么跟神处理事情。
So this is very precious that for someone who knows God is the Lord, he knows how to deal with the Lord.
到了新约的时候，这个我们主耶稣复活升天了。
In the New Testament, after our Lord Jesus resurrected and went to heaven.
我们主耶稣复活升天。
Our Lord Jesus resurrected and ascended on high.
他然后把圣灵浇灌下来。
And poured down the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，那个那在小楼呢，120个人他们在那里祷告，祷告了10天，就圣灵充满他们。
So the 120 people after they pray for 10 days, then they are being filled by the Holy Spirit.
而且把他们浸成一个身体。
And being baptized into one body.
他们浸成一个身体之后呢，所以那个时候彼得就起来解释这件事情。
And after they are being baptized into one body, then Peter stood up and explained this.
就刚才圣灵浇灌下来，是因为证明一件事情。耶稣基督现在已经在宝座了。
As the Holy Spirit poured down, that testifies that Jesus Christ is now on the throne.
他不但死而复活，他现在升天，现在在宝座。
Not only that he resurrected from the dead, but now ascended on high and now sitting on the throne.
然后呢，把圣灵浇灌下来。
And then now pouring down the Holy Spirit.
所以彼得呢有一个宣告，说神已经立他为主为基督。
So Peter declared that God has set him to be Lord and Christ.
所以也就是说，认识神，认识主耶稣是主，也什么是圣灵带我们里面，在我们里面帮助我们去见证这件事情。
So it is the Holy Spirit guiding in our hearts and testify that Lord Jesus is the Lord.
所以那个时候，神就从120人开始带领他们在团体的认识主。
So starting from those 120 people, God take them together in cooperating to know the Lord.
他们一起擘饼。
Together they break the bread.
他们一起这个交通。
Together they fellowship.
他们一起祷告。
And they pray together.
结果许许多多的事情就不断不断的发生。
And then one thing starts to happen after another.
所以今天主仍然在我们当中要呼召这样的人。
So Lord in among us still like to call this group of people
见证他是主
to testify he is the Lord.
你知道，所以这个在启示录十五章就有这一批人。
So in Book of Revelation, there's this group of people.
不管兽多厉害
regardless of how severe and great is the beast.
不管龙多厉害。
Regardless of how great is the dragon,
不管兽用的诡计是多么厉害
，Regardless of how serious great is the scheme used by the beast,
他们在那里有生命的危险
，They have this life-threatening crisis.
他们那里有不能敬拜神的那样的环境
，And they have such circumstances they cannot worship God.
他们在那里有种种的逼迫
，And they have so much persecution.
但他们都胜过了
，But they have overcome.
因为他们见证耶稣是主。
For they testify that Jesus is the Lord.
所以今天主仍然在我们当中，需要我们进入这个经历的世界。
And today, Lord is still in the midst of us, would like us to enter into the reality of this experience.
也进入这个见证的世界。
And enter into the reality of this testimony.
那这里不但是见证耶稣是主，也见证他是全能的神。
And here, not only testify that Jesus is the Lord, also testify that He's the God Almighty.
圣经第一个见证全能神也是亚伯拉罕。
It's also Abraham who testified that God is the God of Almighty.
神是全能的。
It's God Almighty.
亚伯兰在什么时候认识神是全能的？
When did Abraham know that God is Almighty?
在他99岁，他还没有生以撒那个时候。
When he was 99 years old before he gave birth to Isaac.
神向他显现，重新再把应许再给他更新。
God appeared to him again and once again showed him the promise.
但在他那个时候呢，他已经知道说不能生了。
But at that time, Abraham knows that he could not give birth anymore.
没有机会生了。
There's no more chance.
亚伯拉罕不能生了。
Abraham could not give birth anymore.
以撒和这不是那个撒拉也不能生了。
Nor Sarah.
就在这个都不能的时候呢，神说我是全能的神。
At this impossible time, but God showed him that I'm the God Almighty.
所以今天我们需要经历这个。
So we have to experience this.
眼看着各种的情况，各种的环境是这样的，不可能。
As we see, all the circumstances are impossible.
不可能为神做什么见证。
It's impossible to testify for God.
好像不可能神的旨意借着我们成就。
And as if God's will could not be done through us.
但神说，我是全能的神。
But God says, I am God Almighty.
所以亚伯拉罕见证神是实无变为有的神。
So Abraham testified, God is the one that calls nothing into being.
他的全能是没有在没有当中能够产生有。
His Almighty can change nothing into being.
他的全能是胜过死亡的。
And His Almighty overcomes death.
死而复活。
Resurrection from death.
所以这是第一个见证这个神是全能的神。
So that's the first time testify God is the God Almighty.
那神像亚伯拉罕。像以撒像雅各都显明他是全能的神。
And God showed to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he is the God Almighty.
以撒怎么会认识全能的神呢？
How could Isaac know the God Almighty?
以撒我想他这里提的最重要的就是他给雅各祝福的时候，雅各要离开他给雅各祝福的时候，他向雅各说全能的神必照着他的子应许来带领你。
I think the most important thing is that when Jacob was leaving Isaac, Isaac blessed Jacob and said that God Almighty should guide you according to His will.
明明是雅各骗了这个长子的祝福嘛。
It was Jacob who deceived the blessing of the firstborn.
但我想，圣经这些很忠实的记载，让我们知道说，其实神预言雅各。可以承受这个神的应许是在他出生以前。
But as the Bible has recorded that actually God promised Jacob to receive the firstborn was before he was born.
所以虽然发生过这个雅各去骗他的这个事情。
So even though it happened that Jacob was deceiving his brother.
但是以撒不是凭着骗，反正骗到手了就算数了。不是根据他的骗来做决定。
But Isaac did not make the decision because of Jacob's deceiving.
因为那个事情发生，让他想起利百加在还没有生以扫跟雅各之前，神已经预言。
Because of what happened, so Isaac was being reminded that God has already prophesied before Rebecca gave birth to Esau and Jacob.
所以在他给雅各祝福的时候，神一定照他应许要给你。
So when he blessed Jacob, he said that God will give to you according to his promise.
所以似乎提醒我们。
As it reminds us.
我们如果认识神是全能的神。
If we know God is the God Almighty.
我们应该是可以被带进活在神的应许的这个前瞻性的生活里面。
We should be able to live out this promised life from God.
不在乎我们一开始能看懂多少。
Regardless of how much we could understand at first,
是在乎我们认识神是谁。
But has to do with if we know whom God is.
是在乎我们要不要接受他所告诉我们的。
Has to do with whether we accept what God tells us.
我们如果愿意接受他所告诉我们的，他就会把我们从活在这个地上的捆绑当中带进到活在应许的那个前瞻性的生活里面。
If we are able to accept what God tells us, then He can deliver us from the bondage of this world into the promise He has given.
那雅各也是神向他显明他是全能的神。
And Jacob also, God appeared to him as a God Almighty.
特别是他从巴旦亚兰回来之后，过了庇努伊勒，过了那个河之后。
Especially after he came back from Paddan Aram, after he went to Peniel, after he went through the river.
然后呢，神在向他显现，神向他宣告说：“我就是全能的神。”
And God once again appeared to him and declared to him that I'm the God Almighty.
我应许给亚伯拉罕的，应许给以撒的，也是应许给你。
What I have promised to Abraham, to Isaac, also is this promise to you.
所以雅各就对这个事情很认真。
So Jacob was very serious about this.
他认真到一个地步，等到他要去世的时候，他告诉他的儿子们说：“我们所信的是全能的神。”
He was so serious to the point that before he passed away, he told his sons that who we believe is the God Almighty.
不但是信的全能神，在创世纪第四十九章告诉我们，他对十二个儿子、十二个支派有预言性的这些交通。
So not only know that he's the God Almighty, but also for all the 12 sons, 12 tribes, there's this communication of the prophecy.
所以在里面告诉他们说，全能的神。
So within that, he told them the God Almighty.
今天神在教会中也要兴起对神，他是全能的神这一方面的认识。
In church today, God also will raise up this group of people who know that He is the God Almighty.
这个不是光属一个人，这是团体的。
This is not only individual, but cooperating.
所以在哥林多后书第六章告诉我们说，神是全能的神。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, it tells us that God is the God Almighty.
因为他是全能的神，所以我们应该分别为圣。
For he is the God Almighty, therefore we should be sanctified.
我们应该与撒旦的工作分别为圣。
We should be completely set apart from the work of Satan.
与世界分别为圣，分开来。
Completely be separate from the world.
与不属神的分别为圣。
And completely be sanctified from those who do not belong to God.
因为他是全能的神。
For he is the God Almighty.
他是圣洁的，我们应当圣洁。
He is holy, therefore we shall be holy.
到了启示录，在一开始，神就向约翰宣告说他是全能的神。
And in Revelation, at very first, that God declared to John that he's the God Almighty.
主一面显现自己复活升天的主是一个怎样的一位主。
On the one hand, God revealed himself as how he is, as someone who resurrected and ascended on high.
主也在那里宣告说，我是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
And also, God also reveals that He is who is, who was, and which is to come, and that is the Almighty God.
然后就告诉老约翰，教会的光景、当时的光景和以后的情况，教会会怎样发展，就告诉他们。
And also, He told John how the church condition at that time will be, and also will be in the future.
所以主已经事先讲，教会会有很多很糟糕的情况。
So God already said that there will be very worse condition of church.
不管有多糟糕的情况，但是你要知道，我们的主是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
Regardless of how worse the condition is, but we have to know that our God is who was, who is, and who is to come. He's the God Almighty.
所以不管教会在怎样的情况底下，在任何情况下都有得胜者。
So regardless of what kind of condition the church is, and there is always overcomers.
这个得胜者是认识耶稣基督是谁。
And the overcomers know who Lord Jesus Christ is.
认识全能者是谁。
Know who the Almighty God is.
他能够在人家觉得不可能为主做见证的时候，他们能够为主做见证。
They can testify in this most impossible time for the Lord.
他们能够在人家觉得神的教会完全没有希望的时候，他能够为主站住他该站住的。
They can stand in the place where Lord would like him to stand in such condition where people think church has no hope.
所以每一个教会都有得胜者。
So in each church there's overcomers.
得胜者不是根据他自己，得胜者是因为他所信的是谁。
Overcomers are not of themselves, but based on whom they believe.
得胜的能力不是他的能力。得胜的能力是赐给能力的那个全能者。
The power of overcoming is not by themselves, but this power comes from the one who gives the power. That's the Almighty God.
所以今天我们何等需要认识神的全能。
So how much we need to know the mighty of God?
要认识到一个地步，在主允许的所有的环境里面，让神的全能大大的彰显。
To know to the point that in all different kinds of circumstances, that God's power can be fully manifested.
所以我们要为着我们遇到的难处感谢主。
So we have to thank the Lord for all the difficulties we experience.
为着我们遇到的艰难赞美主。
And praise the Lord for all of the sufferings we go through.
为着主允许有生命危险的事。赞美感谢归给主。
And also we give all the praises and thanksgiving to all the life-threatening crises.
不是我们是怎样。
It's not how we are.
他是全能者。
For he is the God Almighty.
他怎样得胜。
How he has overcome.
愿他使我们也一同得胜。
May he also help us to overcome with him.
所以在末了，神需要得着见证他是全能者的那个见证的人。
So at the end time, God needs to gain a group of people who can testify He is the Almighty One.
所以我们可以问问自己。
So we can ask ourselves.
哦，我只是提给你们听听，你们是愿意问不愿意问，你们自己决定。
I'm just giving you this reference, but whether you would like to ask the Lord, it's up to you.
如果主要我们在主允许我们所经过的所有的环境中，见证他是主，他是神。
If God would like us to testify that He is the Lord and He is God in all kinds of circumstances we go through,
见证他是那位昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
To testify He is the Almighty One who was, who is, and who is to come.
你愿不愿意？
Are you willing?
你愿不愿意在家里面见证？
Are you willing to testify at home?
你愿不愿意在你的办公室里面见证？
Are you willing to testify your office?
你愿不愿意在教会里面做为他做见证？
Are you willing to testify in the church?
你愿不愿意在主允许你到的什么地方都为他做见证？
Are you willing to testify wherever you go for him?
啊，不是我们用自己的力量。
Not by our own power.
不是我们用自己的方法。
Not by our own ways.
所以你会发现那段话说他的作为他的道路。
So then you see that their praises says that his work and his ways.
因为没有时间了，所以我应该先停在这。
I should stop here for now.
给大家一个思考的机会。
So we can consider.
我也继续在主面前寻求思考。
And I continue to consider before the Lord.
希望我们一起能够得到从主来的激励，从主来的扶持。
Hope together we can experience from the Lord and His uplifting.
希望我们一起来得到从主来的建造。
So we can receive the building work from the Lord.
愿主在我们当中兴起多多的器皿，见证他是主，他是神，他是全能者。
May the Lord raise up more vessels amongst us to testify that He is Lord, He is God, and He is the Almighty One.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
在我们没有为你做见证以前，你就是主，你就是神，你就是全能神。
Even before we testify for you, you are already the Lord God and also Almighty.
我们是在仰望你的怜悯，在我们当中能够兴起足够的器皿，来为你做见证。
We look upon your mercy so you can raise up enough vessels to be your testimony.
叫仇敌的诡计彻底的败溃蒙羞。
So we can put down to the shame of all the works of the enemy.
愿你显出你该有的作为，愿你引导我们走该走的道路。
May you reveal the work you would like to do and guide us to the way you would like us to walk.
谢谢主给我们机会。
Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
愿你成就你所要成全的。
May your will be fully fulfilled.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 谢谢。